Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, let's get back to the Royals particularly. Yes, the attendance this weekend is something we're all going to be keeping an eye on, but also knowing how this division has started. I mean, we already knew going into the season it wasn't going to take a 90-win season to win it based off of the quality of the division. But man, you look at some of the projections that are out there. FanGraphs is the one we're discussing. FanGraphs, this will update throughout the whole year. Their updated projection in the AL Central has the Twins, who are actually not in first right now, but
actually in fourth,
they are projected to finish still first. They're 6-11. They project them with 81.3 wins. They project the Guardians with 81.1, the Royals with 80.6, the Tigers with 80, and then the White Sox with 60.
So 1.3 wins before difference between the top four teams in the division. And kudos to Jesse Newell for looking it up for us and sending out that tweet yesterday. It says that the Royals have a 33% chance to make the postseason. That sound right to you? 33%? Well, a 1 out of 3 shot?
It's great to hear, and it's great to see that. I think the question will be, and this is why this weekend series is in the next seven games are big. Orioles and Blue Jays, two teams that very well could be playoff teams.
Blue Jays are about 500.
Yeah, and you're starting to look at the upcoming stretch of 500 games. It's so tough to tell because teams that we entering the season perceive to be good, are they actually, you know, the Astros, for example, off to a rough start. We all still think they're going to be there, but are they not? You look at the Royals' schedule. We know they played the White Sox a ton. Eventually, things balance out in terms of scheduling. And so how much is that why the Guardians are 12-6, why the Royals are 12-7, the Tigers are 10-8, and why the Twins are 6-11? Like, do you think the Twins are going to end up actually being fourth best team in this division? I don't. I think the Twins, when it's all said and done, are going to be right there at the top of the division. So is it schedule, injuries? This all comes into play. The schedule will balance out eventually, but it's just kind of interesting how this has started. And because of that, that's why you get a projection where it has four teams with 80 wins, essentially, which would mean an unbelievable month, an unbelievable summer of months of baseball, which is all we've asked for, right? That we're here in August and September, and that the Royals are right there and they're within a couple games of first place. That projection would guarantee a hell of a summer.
Like, so many of the things are repeatable. That's why 33% doesn't seem crazy to me. Normally, I would say this early in the season for a team who was, I think FanGraphs preseason projections for the Royals were like 1.5%. I am not even joking. I think that was the actual percentage chance FanGraphs gave the Royals to make the postseason before the season started. 1.5%. Teen Olti over on Twitch had pointed out, like, they have yet to allow an unearned run. They rank out as one of the best base running team in baseball, one of the best defenses in baseball, second best ERA in baseball. There are so many things that aren't just going well. Some of them are incredibly sustainable. You can worry about the starting pitching numbers coming back to reality a little bit, but so will the rest of the league, right? Everyone will level out to some level and everyone will hit more in the summer and these things that go with it. Defense, base running, competent bullpen play. Just as long as the offense and guys like Mikel Garcia find their levelness out of the rest of this, there's no reason to think that they got a 1-in-3 shot to do it. I still say that it's through the... Really, I'm saying they got a 1-in-3 shot of winning the division.
Yeah, I don't believe the wild
because
cards
I don't think,
coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the AL East is too damn deep.
Heck, even this projection is saying 80 wins. 80 wins not good enough to get you a wild card spot. So as of right this second, if you were wondering and you want to have some fun and dream a little bit, as we all can, the Royals would have the second wild card spot right now if the postseason began this weekend.
Only half game out of winning the division, though, and the second spot overall.
But I am with you. I still think whether you're the Twins, Guardians, Royals, Tigers, you got to win the division if you want to actually go to the postseason. What is exciting, though, is that if this division is going to be competitive, as it sure seems like it's going to be, and we thought going in, it just so turns out that the Royals are going to be a bigger factor maybe than most realize.
It's going to be top four teams, not three.
It's going to be a great summer. Like I said, the bar is so low. Now, we'll get greedier and greedier as the year goes on, I'm sure. If it's July and they're three games up, we're going to start really dreaming. But if you are in the hunt all summer long, that is an unbelievable turnaround from the 56-win season that you had a year ago.
If they won 76, it was going to be an impressive turnaround. 20 wins in a single season is an impressive turnaround. They're projecting 25 wins better than what they were just last year. Look, I want them to make the postseason. And I would, you know, like right now you'd be like, well, they're in a postseason spot. Why would you only put it at 30%? That's where it's a little too early to give them a higher percentage chance than that. It is still April 19th.
Yes.
I don't have to give them a 50-50 shot, a 64. I don't have to go higher than this. Like a 1-3 shot, if you had told me that at the end of April, hey, Alex, at the end of April, they got a 1-3 shot of making the postseason if you're the Royals, I would have signed up.
Of course.
So fast for that. And look, now my expectations get to change a little bit depending on what happens over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Right now, my expectations are still the same. Be competitive all damn season. And I don't know if that was my expectation going into the year, but I went from be competitive for part of the year, be competitive the entire year is my new expectation. And we get 3 or 4 or 5 more weeks into this, and then my expectation is going to be like, how do you make this team make the postseason? Vern said people are already calling in the postgame, asking who the hell they're going to trade for.
Yeah, I mean, look at the next couple games. So the Orioles, that's a team that's above 500. They also have 12 wins. You got 3 against them. You're taking on the Blue Jays. That's another team that's above 500. Tigers, we just mentioned them and where they're projected on the same Fangraphs projection, essentially right where the Royals are at. That's the next stretch between now, the 19th, and the end of the month. That's what you got. So it's an interesting test. It's a good test for them going forward. And I still think at some point, maybe hopefully it doesn't happen in May and hopefully it doesn't happen at all, but you will have some sort of injury. And how do you handle that? Because the Twins have already dealt with Carlos Correa was out for a couple games, I think, with some injuries. We know the Guardians just lost Shane Bieber for the season. What happens?
Some of those guys aren't coming back. You know, the Royals might suffer an injury that's a month, but some of those Bieber's aren't coming back.
And we all think Michael Massey's coming back tonight. So suddenly, do they get an upgrade at second on the defensive end to already go with some better defense? Do they get a little more pop in the lineup with Massey? All that is a possibility as well. The actual division odds right now, consensus essentially at no matter whether you're betting at ESPN Bet, FanDuel, whatever, the Royals have the fourth best odds there to win the division still. So the Guardians are the favorites now at plus 130. The Twins were the favorite heading into the season. The Twins plus 210, Tigers plus 440, Royals plus 470. And at one point you could have got the Royals at 10-1 back in January. I got a ticket with our buddy Heiss on a 30-1 ticket. I obviously love where things are trending. It's way too early to get, you know, thinking you're
it's
cashing
too early
a ticket,
to hedge, but it's a good ticket.
It's a hell of a value ticket now at 30-1, seeing that they're down to almost 4-1.
Yeah. It's just expectations can change. And you and I've talked about this. You don't change them for a week or any of the things in between there, but I saw that number, and I wasn't, like, disappointed that that was the number. I was excited that they thought it was that high. The Fangraphs thinks this division is going to be an absolute rock fight, which is good for the Royals if they're in the fight. Now, that means every single divisional game is going to matter a lot. I will say that. For games that are less in volume than they used to be because they wanted you playing every single team in the league at least one time in the year, the division games are not going to matter a lot. Because, first, that's where American League tiebreakers are going to come from, inside the Central. Divisional record will matter. Royals are off to a great start in that department because they kicked the teeth in on the White Sox for 6 out of 7 games.
They also don't
get
to play the White Sox again until July. So now you get a chance against the Tigers starting next Friday.
Yeah.
You get 3 against the Tigers, and then if you take a look, they don't play, as you and I looked up earlier, they don't play the Guardians for
until
a
May.
Bit. Not in May, until June.
Or June, yeah,
but they play the Tigers 3 times in May. They play the Twins in a 4-game series in May. I mean, so you still have a ton of divisional games, more so in the second half of the season, at least with the White Sox.
But those come at greater importance now, and that's fine. But they just come at greater importance if the division really is going to, let's just say it finishes anywhere close to this, and there's 3 teams that are all finishing the 80s wins between 80 and 85. Well, damn, the difference between winning and losing the division is 1 3-game set against the Twins in the middle of the year, 1 3-game set against the Guardians in the middle of the year. Those will become important. We'll talk about those series that way, just as long as the Royals keep playing this way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.